With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Oh, what a day.
That was quite a night for you, wasn't it?
Sure was. Hello, everyone. I'm a little hungover today, not going to lie, but we're here.
Why don't you tell everybody what you did last night?
Well, it was my birthday power hour stream, and it worked. Went off without a hitch until the very end. I literally just like stood up and left and threw up and then went to bed, and my stream stayed on running for 7 more hours while I slept.
Yes, that about sums it up. Now, I will say, we need to go back. The stream was quite iconic. It kicked off with a countdown that was straight out of Piece of Me, except it had, you know, some of our favorite like GIF moments.
Basically our soundboard.
Basically the soundboard. Then you really shocked everyone with the Trisha Paytas remix of the Britney Billboard 2016 medley intro. Very iconic. Then you went into Spice. Mm-hmm. Then you went to Britney. Then you went into a 2009 power hour, which really showed your ass.
Oh my God, that one was so embarrassing.
It was like half men, and it was half Jersey, half men, basically.
That's when I was making them for college.
Yeah, like you could tell when you were like, and this is not for the girl.
Crowd pleaser. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, then you just sort of...
Blacked out.
Like, and then
full
you
on blacked out.
Britney 2013, Ask Me Anything, where she ducked out, corner left after saying everything was cool.
Oh my God, it really was that, where she just left the laptop.
Yeah, you did that. Oh, and then there was some coughing. And then... just the screen, and then a lot of people asking where you were. I got like a dozen DMs asking if you were dead, and I was like, I mean, not no. I don't know for a fact.
But... that's so embarrassing, but like kind of iconic.
Definitely the perfect, and to be honest, as I said, this is how your birthday would have ended, in person or over stream. So
right, like I Irish exit from places in real life normally.
Yeah, you...
So I Irish exited my own live stream inside my own apartment and just went to bed like 10 feet away.
Yeah, like this is what happens when you go out, where you go hard, you go to the last minute, and then you disappear, and then there's an Instagram story up the next day, and you've punched somebody in the face or given them money or a Christmas tree. I'm just glad there were
iconic.
No people. But yes.
Yeah, the girls have seen worse.
It's true. But that about sums up why this is perhaps a little later than usual.
Yeah. Also, what is time anyway?
That's true, too. It's also a holiday weekend, so mm-hmm. It's even more what the fuck, because everyone's just out violating quarantine to go have margaritas with their girls.
Ugh. The videos of people in pools, I'm like, what?
You know what? I can't. I won't. I just won't entertain it.
No.
And...
mm-mm.
Good
I don't
for them.
Like a warm pool on like a normal day, but let alone in a pandemic. Nope. Sun, absolutely not.
No. Choices.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
But, you know, yeah. Instead we did a little power hour at home. So thank you to everyone who joined, drank along. I had like 400 something people watching.
Yeah, like 450 people at one point at the beginning.
Shook.
Yeah, and they kept along the whole time. It was a lot of fun. It really was. So I think everyone enjoyed it.
I want to do it again.
Yeah, there were a lot of requests to do it again. And honestly, that would be pretty easy to do. We'll just have to limit your
new show. Oh my God, I never want to drink again.
But honestly, it was so legit and it was really fun. You could just switch up the different themes and stuff for every...
Oh, I have so many ideas. You have no idea. Like, it was so fun. I love doing it.
Since we can't do like Britney nights and stuff, it's like the next best thing.
Oh my God, if we have to do virtual Britney night, we could do something.
Like, I'm concerned that it might have to be because I don't see the bars opening up anytime soon. Because
I can add another little window and put Moomoo's
oh my
in
God,
the other corner.
So
could be like me on one side, you on the other side, and we can just like battle it out with like
oh my God,
songs.
We can do me against the music.
Oh my God, I'll just Photoshop a little wall.
You could attempt to do it.
Honestly, what is it called? The limit does not exist. What's
it does
quote?
Not exist.
My brain is like short circuiting today.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, there's a lot we can do with it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, we'll make.
But yeah, and for those of you wondering, it is still like online. I saved the file.
Oh,
the file was the file was 20.2 gigabytes because it ran for 10 hours because I forgot to turn it off. But I'll get it up somewhere on because it deletes off Twitch, I think, after a week.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Anyway, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of...
Legends Only.
Your weekly pop culture in quarantine podcast, where we talk about...
Live streams. And... tweets and...
Rain on May.
Only.
Well, before we talk about that,
yeah,
because this one, you know, there's not really a lot going on this week in terms of the girls and my power hour,
right?
But we did get, speaking of Britney, there were a little few updates. Shall we check in with our queen?
Oh, I guess it's time for...
So our world is going through such hard times right now.
Coronavirus.
And we're all staying in.
Coronavirus.
And we're all staying in.
I burnt my gym down.
So...
Coronavirus.
And we're all staying in.
One thing led to another, and I burnt it down.
Stream and or purchase Glory so that we can get it on the Billboard Hot 200. So Britney posted on Instagram again, confirming her TikTok obsession by dancing to Blinding Lights with Sam.
Yeah, this is really sealed the deal. She is on
Confirmed.
TikTok. She's watching. She's checking the most trending songs, and she's an active participant. She is a She's a Zoomer, and she is hip with the trends.
I just don't know why she doesn't actually do a dance.
Yeah, that
like
is
she
an
could easily
point.
Learn these dances.
There are so many of her dances that could be TikTok dances, and or she could just do the dance that is already there.
Yeah, she could
it is
like, oops.
Kind
slave.
Of funny that the queen of choreography is like refusing. She's only freestyling at this time.
Yeah, she's just spinning. But she could even make that a Britney TikTok dance.
Yeah, it just might be the self-confidence knees not there to like start a trend or even attempt it, but who knows?
And her armography would work perfect because that's literally all these TikTok dances
exactly.
are.
Exactly. That's why it's like you realize that the oops choreography is a TikTok dance. Like the chorus is.
Ahead of her time.
So I just wish, I wish she would partake, but that's fine. It seems like we're dipping our toes.
She'll get there. One day she'll have her debut trend that she latches onto.
Exactly. One day she will understand how to use TikTok. But I think we're getting closer. We have that. What else happened? Should we go straight into the main event?
Yeah, like nothing happened this week, I feel like. Or at least nothing that I
I think
I was just getting, I just got rained on at the end of the week, and that's all I care about.
Okay.
So
great.
Shall we get into?
I mean, I'll just briefly run through some tiny highlights that we have talked about. We talk about justice a lot on this podcast. We did get justice for Glitter because Mariah finally, I believe, bought the masters for Glitter and just uploaded it herself on Spotify, on streaming.
Can I confess that I've never seen Glitter?
Oh my God. You need to. It's actually, it's a lot of fun. Obviously, the reviews were way over the top harsh, but
I'll
it's
add
like,
that to my list.
You'll enjoy it. In a way of like burlesque, you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Is it on Netflix or anything?
I don't think
I'll try and find it. I'll buy it, whatever.
Yeah.
I've been marathoning Selling Sunset on Netflix. I'm obsessed.
What's that one about?
So it's this real estate group that's in West Hollywood, and it's like these five girls, and it's very like The Hills meets Million Dollar Listing meets like one of them is basically a cock destroyer.
Okay.
And it's just about like the listing. So like that's fun because I'm like, oh wow, I would never be able to afford that. Love this $1 million home.
Right.
$40 million home. But then they're like so catty and just ridiculous. And the editing is really funny. And but it's really well filmed. So it's just very good. Christine is the queen. And she
does she specialize in air rights?
No, but she is a Britney fan because she goes to the one girl. She's like, and like Britney Spears once said, you better work, bitch.
Oh, God.
And they were all like, yeah. And then they cheers. And I was like, oh, my God, why is she me? But anyway. And then there was another quote that was like, you know, even though we're not friends and I'm not friends with you, I can still say that that was unfair, what he did to you. And she was like, wait, what? Why? We're not friends? Just like it's just really good. Anyway, if you're looking for something to watch.
Okay, so we have that lined up.
New Queens
Shaws
of Pop.
Of Sunset. Not Shaws of Sunset.
No, Selling Sunset.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyway. And I'm assuming you did not watch the Drag Race anything.
Well, let me tell you something. I watched the finale, and then I binged watched a couple of the Whatcha Packins on YouTube, and also one of Crystal Method's tutorials.
Uh-huh.
I already know who I want to win, so I'm like...
Oh, well, we might as well say it now because I feel like, yeah, this will be the last episode before we get a winner.
Yeah. I personally, in my opinion, allegedly conspiracy theory, this is my opinion, think that Crystal Method should win, but that's just me.
Wow. Well, I personally, while I certainly, this is the season I would be happy with any of the three winning because I feel like they all bring something different to the table and they're all really like talented and wonderful in their own way. I think I've got to go Team Jada. I just think that she's been consistent, and I think like we've had different like the artsy drag queen, the fashion twink. It would be cool to have sort of the pageant, refined, elegant queen who showed that she's more than just that. Take it, but also like they're all excellent in my opinion.
Yeah, so, it was a strong group.
So, and I definitely, I mean, obviously I was very Gigi from the beginning. James Charles from the beginning. And
that Instagram story that Gigi Good posted as James Charles.
I mean, yeah, if anyone missed it. So if you didn't know, T. Kyle genuinely thought Gigi was James Charles for a good portion of the year. And then to find out that Gigi was going to do James Charles as plan B during Drag Race's Snatch Game. You really put that in the universe.
It honestly, like, it painted a picture for everyone who maybe didn't see it.
Yes, yes.
Because when you first sent me it, I was like, whoa, like, what did James do to his eyes?
Right.
But then I was like, holy shit. It's so good. That would have been such a good Snatch Game.
It would have, yeah.
Hi, sisters.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see, but... We can give a high fashion editorial shout out to RuPaul for that look.
Oh, did you say high fashion editorial?
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
That was, okay, I'm not gonna lie. I thought that was so fucking funny and kind of brilliant because
right?
Literally didn't have to do anything.
No.
But just sit there and have someone screenshot it, and everyone's like, what the fuck? And they're all talking about it.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
it
way
is
to get people to talk about your, that's the other thing I will say is, like, right now it is so hard to grab people's attention, to get them to watch something.
Yep.
So to do that was like free promo.
It was free promo. It's like so iconically bad that
it's awful.
It's literally a zip up from American Apparel and then like a wrestling mask, bright blue, which, I mean, everyone's saying it's because she hasn't done her own makeup in 12 years, which is fine. But like, if you're going to do boy drag, just isn't it just a little powder and that's it? Like, because RuPaul only does the boy look, as far as I remember, for all the reunions anyway. So it's like, I don't know. I just think it was like a very, well, it could be, to your point, intentional.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely trolling. Like, Ru knows what he's doing.
That's always true.
And
so,
they probably were like, we're not paying you because you don't have to get dressed.
Right.
So like, I thought, so like, okay.
I thought is like, since they staged this as a pretend sleepover in some ways, it would have been cute if she did a pretend face mask and covered the exact same part of her face.
See,
if she was actually,
I feel like he was maybe playing off of that.
Yeah. Like if she did like a mask, it would even make sense with the theme and nobody would even question it. But okay. Maybe that's, you know what, maybe that's just what she wears when she's out there fracking. So I don't know.
Oh. Oh my God. What was the one tweet that said, oh my God, that was a really funny fracking tweet. And I was,
oh
I don't
my God.
Even know.
There was a lot of fracking tweets during
Not that this is like, this is not a Drag Race podcast, but.
Right.
The whole fracking thing with RuPaul.
Right.
Is that just like a rumored meme based off
of
like.
I haven't even dug deep enough into it to really understand, but I guess she had mentioned offhandedly that she like, because she has that ranch in Montana.
Right. And owns a ton of land.
The land to like to sell water to companies.
Gotcha.
For the fracking. Or like didn't say fracking outright, but it was like.
Basically, it was just like, I own all this land and there's companies that are using my land for like whatever.
Right.
And then people
something
were like,
that,
oh, it's fracking.
I can't say for sure that I really allegedly my conspiracy theory, but I have to say that the memes about the fracking are hilarious.
Oh, it's so funny.
But she's certainly unbothered anyway.
Oh, right. And then that mask thing can be brought up again in future seasons. Like, I'm sure someone will do a mask like homage to it, like a
Kind of 1,000 RuPauls, and that'll be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, it would be so funny.
It really would. Yeah, that was.
Or if someone at the next year's reunion just shows up looking like that, they all just show up in a mask.
Well, we'll see who takes it on Friday when they do a virtual finale with 5 lip syncs.
Yikes.
I have no idea. I just feel sad for them.
Yeah.
We discussed this offline, but imagine being watching live, being crowned, and then just sitting back and watching your phone blow up and being like, okay,
right.
That's it. That's literally all they can do.
Yeah.
You can have all your friends and family over, but you still wouldn't get the experience of like being at a club where they like cheer you on and stuff.
Yeah, that is true. It's an experience.
And I mean, all of them would have been hustling their asses off, like touring all the clubs right now. So they're just like sitting there. It's awful.
I'm optimistic they'll have a redemption moment because I feel like the Vegas deal is pretty massive.
Yeah.
And I always was thinking of it as like every season that they have, the winning group of girls, kind of like Idol, how they tour every year, would get that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm sure that
Idol's
these
live
girls, yeah, these girls will have a redemption moment. I'm optimistic about it.
Yeah, I agree. And also, they're very beloved. I feel like this was the most well-received season in years. I feel like everyone loves everyone on the season. The shade is like friendly at best. They don't actually hate each other. So It's just, I think it just went down as a really great season in spite of everything.
Yeah. Well, jeez. What a year.
What a year. Well, speaking of drag queens, there's somebody else.
You said it. I was thinking it. No.
in the most complimentary way possible, by the way. But
yes, we have a lot to discuss here. This is the main event. Everyone, welcome to Chromatica.
Yeah, we've landed. almost. We're almost there.
Now, before we get into this, I have to shout out a Twitter account.
Okay.
The ChromaticaGov account on Twitter. Have you seen this?
Yes, I've seen it. Yes.
It fucking killed me.
Yes, the little monsters in all of their creativity. Some rogue monster has created a Chromatica government account and is deciding to anoint different pop queens to different roles within the government. And there's different laws being laid down.
Yeah, you just have to go follow it. I believe, and seeing them populated in my feed, like, they just crack me up.
They're frequent. And it's like Princess Peach is now the Department of Transportation. I believe Britney was originally the police, but that's been relegated to Beyonce. I'm not sure, but it's...
The one about Ellen.
It's not welcome.
Oh my God.
Her visa was revoked.
Yeah, like her visa to Chromatica was revoked. I was like, oh my God.
I believe Doja Cat's was under review at this
time. Oh my God. It's just... it's such a mess, but it's really funny. I got a little laugh out of that.
Got a little laugh. Got to laugh somehow in this quarantine.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, about our Gaga.
Oh, our Stephanie.
Oops, I don't even have the soundboard pulled up. Oh my God.
I can already hear it.
My Stephanie Giramato.
Okay, so this week we got her new single with Ariana, Rain on Me.
Yes, we certainly did. And I will say, this, surely because of the quarantine, the hype around this could not have been more over the top.
No, it was ridiculous.
Truly insane.
Yeah, this is just when we had the title and the cover.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Right.
And everyone's like hyping it. And I was like rolling my eyes. I was like, okay, whatever.
Right.
But I listened to this, and on first listen, I was like, holy shit, this is a bop.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love it. I'll just get that out of the way. I think that it is definitely a win for both of them. I think the most I have a lot to say about it. I think the most interesting thing about it, and I don't mean it to be shady, is that Ariana's on it. I think to have Miss Grande, who's been doing her down tempo songs for a very long time, you know, mid tempo, down tempo, to get into that break free vibe again is just shocking in a good way. And, you know, and I also really love her verse. I think it matches her vibe right now. It's like very...
I think her verse might be my favorite part of the song.
Oh, absolutely. It's like very mental health, very appropriate for her, I feel. And like very earnest. She sounds amazing, as she often does. And even more surprising, which we'll get into, is the video where we stan our dance legends, and I'm not going to put her up against them, but I was pleasantly surprised she moved at all like that.
Well, before we talk about the video, song, I also was shocked at how well they sound together, like how good that flows.
Yeah, Gaga
I was not thinking that they were going to sound good together just because they're, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh. James?
Get the hell out of my house. Who's here? Who's ringing my buzzer?
Oh my God, that was Gaga. I agree. Where Gaga goes kind of gruff and like rough around the edges, sort of. And she definitely does that in the bridge, like that, like dance in the dark sort of talk sing she does. And while Ariana's doing her like fluttery vocals, it actually works together. So I definitely love that.
I love the single cover.
Yes.
The merch.
The music. So, and I'll just, my gripes with it are, of course I have gripes. It kind of sounds like the song is already remixed. Like, I feel like it is so fast, but it just might be because I'm old. But I feel like it definitely like ends abruptly for me. And I would not have had a problem with a more extended outro, more ad libs, and more like drama to each of their verses, like just a little longer. I would have loved it to be a little longer because I feel like it goes by really fast once it gets going. And I don't know, but that's just being selfish and wanting to like hear them interact a little more. Not that they didn't, like it's all over the place with them singing with each other, which is great, but I could have even had more. And I think it's a really great, I don't think it's revolutionary musically, like, which is not to get myself in trouble. Like, I think it sounds like,
kind of it's like, not like changing the game.
No.
Like, it's just a fantastic, like, pop dance song.
Yeah, it's a good dance pop song.
Catchy.
But, like, you know, it sounds like sort of, it's not out of the realm of Kylie Minogue, Giorgio Moroder's recent album with the Brittany Tom's Diner. Like, it's not, it's very Euro in a lot of ways. It reminds me of my Euro girls of the 2000s, like, which is great. I love that reference. And she did a Welcome to Chromatica playlist with all of her references. There's like,
which 90s. Is phenomenal, by the way.
Yeah,
that
it really
is. It's a great playlist. It's on Spotify, not sponsored.
Definitely. Check that out. So I hesitate to, like, when we talked about the hype, like, the moment the song came out, like, Gay Times UK declared that it's possibly the new gay anthem of our generation. And I was like, we don't need to do all that. Like,
right.
Like, can we just let it simmer for a minute and, like, see how clearly it's going to go to number one, I believe, and like, be amazing. But, like, I don't know that we need to do all of that with this right now.
Well, everyone's bored.
Yeah, and you know what? They're excited, and I'm happy. It's, like, really unified a lot. Well, a lot of the internet, I feel, has really enjoyed it, and a lot of people are going overboard with it. But, you know, I'm glad that everyone genuinely enjoys the escapism of it and loves it.
Speaking of going overboard and being dramatic, did you see the memes that Ariana was tweeting before it came out?
Yes, I did.
With SpongeBob and Patrick and Squidward.
Yeah, exposing their holes.
Yeah. Like, someone else posted a photo of, like, someone spreading their ass cheeks open, and then it was, like, the burn mark with, like, Gaga. And, like, it was just a mess.
I loved the one of them clutching each other, except they had the Ariana pony at the Chromatica. That one's really funny. I mean, they get it. Ariana certainly gets it. She gets stan culture and the jokes and memes. So that was really funny. And it made it more exciting, too.
Right. That's because, I mean, we've always talked about stan Twitter and how everyone takes it so seriously and whatever. So it was fun to see them having fun with it.
Use those memes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. And I have to say, and we've talked about this with Instant Influencer, but that countdown for YouTube just really brings me back to TRL or everything else where we actually have that exciting moment where everyone's, like, watching and waiting. I love that.
Oh, I love YouTube premieres.
Yeah. So that was really exciting. And yeah, everyone freaked out at the same time for sure.
Also, all of the Chromatica memes, just like the other one of do you know that Cyclops character from, like, Pixar or whatever?
Oh yes, the first openly lesbian monster who, yes.
Yeah, Pixar made this, like, Cyclops lesbian, and I don't know what her name is, but then someone took it and then put, like, all Chromatica stuff on it, and it just, like, it's all so funny. The wigs, like, the stamp and everything, like, yeah,
totally. Yeah, no, all the Chromatica memes have been very good with, like, and that girl that with the white sweatshirt hoodie that people use to put posters behind.
Oh yeah,
so good. Yeah, everyone, the reviews are all fairly positive and great. My favorite review, which I dragged today, I don't know if you saw it, was from USA Today.
Yes, this tweet was something else.
Everyone has been going in and
let
so
me read
funny.
This for y'all. Okay, so USA Today tweeted about Rain on Me, and this is what they said. Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande teamed up for Rain on Me, an upbeat dance track where each singer takes a turn with a verse. They also sing together on some of the choruses.
Now, my first reaction to that, besides my tweet, was I genuinely thought that was a very funny, shady gay trying to be mean and be like, it's just a song.
Right. Like,
and then
there's then, like, a shadiness to it.
Yes.
But also just, like, a very mundane stating the obvious, like, they're not wrong.
It's basically a Wikipedia description. It is a song with two singers. One singer sings first and then the other. And sometimes they both do.
Right. So it's one of those. It's like one of three scenarios. It's a gay being shady, just being like, this is a regular song.
Right.
It's some straight guy who had gotten the assignment and was like, I don't know what to fucking write. So I'm just going to say that they sing together. Or it was just, like, an automated bot that just, like, pulled a paragraph out of Wikipedia.
Big Sophie the Robot energy.
Yeah. What was that one Sophie quote where she was like, and no, I will not get a wig?
Yeah.
Something like, I forget.
I don't know, but she might have been the gay intern of the day because it certainly sounded like a robot. I am obsessed with it. And now everyone's latched on. Chrissy Teigen was like, did they forget the word for duet?
Yeah. I mean, the tweet is still up, so they're not bothered.
I know, I can't. I mean, engagement. And then I actually clicked into the article, and I was mortified to find that the whole article is like that.
Wow. They're like, Lady Gaga. Not everyone writes like you.
Basically that. But also, you know, this is another reminder that just because there's a flashy brand name, that doesn't mean that the writer is equipped for the job. They just hired anybody, but also especially during the pandemic.
Yeah, whatever.
But
they didn't lie in the tweet, so.
But they didn't lie. Did
I enjoyed the laugh?
Lie?
Yeah, straight intern. Oh my god.
Would at USA Today lie?
Yeah. It's the simple things that make me laugh. I mean,
it's true.
I saw a tweet today that when I retweeted it and posted it on my Instagram story, it's those like crowd dividers, those like metal crowd dividers with emojis of like eyes and crying.
Oh yeah.
And it just says like the rails in venues wondering where everyone is. And it's just like these emojis on crowd railings. And I was fucking cracking up.
It is the little things, isn't it?
It really is.
Well, speaking of visuals, we should probably take a deep dive into the Rain on Me visual.
Yes. The music video.
Yes. Which starts out, I think my favorite part of it, well, it's definitely a highlight in my opinion, is her surrounded by falling daggers as she's singing her verse, or they're coming down from the sky. And that explains the
raining
single
on her.
Artwork. Raining, if you will. That explains the single art, why she had a giant dagger in her thigh. I mean, I love that. That was a cool look. I thought the opening was very striking. And then, I mean, in general, I think it's interesting that, like with Stupid Love, that, you know, for some of our older gays out there, if you recall the earlier days of Gaga, we would have to get through 10 minutes of a story to the dance. I mean, it was kind of amazing, but it was also her brand. So this kind of trims the fat and it goes straight to the choreo. And this is the second time. Stupid Love did it too.
That's true. Stupid Love did have an intro.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Stupid Love was also introducing the new era.
Right.
So it's like, this is Chromatica.
For Gaga, that was a very conservative intro. It was very like, get you there pretty fast.
Yeah. Well, the girls these days, we don't have time.
You know, it's a TikTok world.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, it was pretty wham bam, me and Ari dancing for 3 minutes.
I think the video is phenomenal. And I will say that Lady Gaga becoming a gamer is the smartest thing that she's ever done, because you can see the influence in...
Oh, yeah. Bayonetta.
Yeah. And like, this to me is such an upgraded version of the Fame era Gaga, which is the Gaga I fell in love with. Even just like the upgraded look of like... And I was talking about this during my Power Hour, but the Spice Girls, how they had that very simple look with the shoe, and it's this very iconic, memorable brand, like the Joanne hat, like Sia wig, you know, these like iconic things. And I feel like with Gaga, I've always, the leotard has always kind of been her thing, like when she would start with the leotards and like the padded hip and like the padded shoulders and the shoe, like that was always her thing. And this was like such an upgraded form of it, and I just loved it.
I definitely think the gaming influence, like you said, has had a huge impact on her. Like, this is so Sega Genesis, once again, PlayStation, Mortal Kombat meets Bayonetta and whatever the hell else she's playing right now.
Yeah, it's like a League cinematic, League of Legends.
It literally is.
Does anyone play League of Legends listening?
Yeah.
If you do, let us know. Tweet us the video game emoji. But we play. And
it's true.
We're obsessed with like our fake queens, our 3D queens.
Right, and she's basically paying homage to that. Another big part of it that stood out among the gays, of course, was the hair switch, the look switch. At one point, they're in their signature looks, and then Ariana's hair is down, and she does sort of that House Labs eye look, while Ari's giving you high pony. I mean, Gaga's giving you high pony. and the Ari cat eye. And, you know, that just really set the internet ablaze. My favorite look, obviously, is from them from behind with their mile-long wigs.
Oh, my God. That scene was so good.
That's just
That
perfect.
Is a League of Legends waiting screen.
Yes. Yes, it is. And actually, I'll say also, obviously, I got all worked up and excited about the, like, alien sort of imagery of the album cover. It's starting to make sense with her behind that, like, glass, the wet glass with the rain, and also in that, like, test tube sort of situation with the red and the wires and stuff. Like, that is kind of alien.
Mm-hmm.
And starts to connect to the Chromatica album cover. And I was very excited to see that. I thought that was cool.
It's all so cohesive.
Yes. And there's like ample rumors of the Fortnite collaboration, because they've started building out a very Chromatica looking area in the game. And it kind of looks like the album cover art. So there's also like a weather event coming.
Right. It would also make so much sense because Fortnite did that whole thing where like the world like got sucked into a black hole and then it came back. They yes, do stuff like that where it's just like
tweeted like what's Fortnite, I think, or who's Ninja or something.
Oh my God. That I feel like is totally gonna happen.
Yeah.
She'll probably be the next concert.
Yeah, I think so. And it just makes sense with all these gaming influences. And you know, I think she's really giving us what we need right now, if nothing else. I don't think it needed to be reinventing the wheel as much as it is just like delicious dance pop choreography, you know, fierce looks, just all the things that like she came straight out the gate with at a much lower budget, obviously, and just doing a return to form, really.
Right? It's such a and I feel like with her, I mean, we could have like maybe we need to do like a separate deep dive into like our journeys with Gaga.
Yeah.
But I feel like I got lost with her when everything just lost. Like, not that she.
Well, she got lost. She said about Joanne recently, she said she was trying to fix her father and the album didn't work to do that.
Well, I guess I'll say, I mean, we've talked before with our queens and like stan culture and everything that we love eras and like themes, and that seems like it's such a thing of the past. And so to have it come back and be so cohesive and have like this world and the music and the looks and the
with Dua, because everything was being done so precisely. So this is like, you know, a return to that for sure.
And with her specifically, like she's but they've been like really inconsistent, I feel like.
Yeah. So she's tied it together so much tighter this time for sure. And that's been really nice. Yeah. The stan culture thing, like, I will say it's going both ways. Like, for some, I actually know why. Like, a lot of the people who follow us are big Britney fans. And when I posted about it, like, I got such negative comments on my Instagram, just like, ugh, it's basic, it's an average song. And I was like, wow, like, people really, I just think those stan wars are always alive and well. And like, people were very defensive. And I was like, it's fun, it's good. Like, why are you don't have to do all that.
Yeah, I don't understand that whole, like, if I don't like something, I just don't talk about it because I'm like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, for sure. I just think it's interesting that Gaga, maybe the broader observation is Gaga really brings out polarizing things, because at the same time, I also feel like people are doing the most with this song. So it's interesting, like, it's either like the headlines that it's the next gay anthem, or people saying like she's shit and trash and whatever. And it's like, this is good and it could just be good. We don't have to do like all that.
Right.
/ I definitely think it's one of those like major songs of the year in pop. It will definitely stand out as a moment. So, you know, and this is just track 2 from the album. Who knows? I'm putting all my money on Sour Candy with Blackpink. So we'll see.
It really is one of the best pop songs of the year. Like, this and Dua are like at the top for me.
I personally just have like a big love affair with Physical, and I always will. It just really struck a chord with me, but also all of the singles from Dua. And then it's funny, but also it does stand out is PCD, like React is
so good.
And then it's probably this and Stupid Love as far as big, huge pop glossy numbers. I don't really see, I have a ton of like cooler indie what, you know, Jessie Ware and the Chloe and Halle song and all of that. But like, as far as those huge productions, I feel like this is up there with them. But I also think that's because of Corona. Like, I don't know. I feel like things are pushed back. Things are quieter.
Yeah.
It felt like things sort of just, I don't feel like we're getting to experience the year as it was probably intended. So.
Right. Like I might get dragged for saying this, but like, I'll tell you, I have had absolutely no interest in going to a Lady Gaga concert in recent years.
God.
Ever since the Fame Ball, I think it was. No, the Fame Ball was fucking iconic. The Monster Ball. I went at Radio City. It was just like a visual mess. This was like the first leg of it.
I was there.
Apparently she fixed the second leg and like whatever. I don't know. I just thought it was a mess. But anyway, that's just my opinion. This, I would have bought tickets like first day. I would have been like, I want to go see Chromatica Ball.
I want to go to Chromatica Ball.
Yeah.
It's also so fun at this point. Like,
I want to go to the bar and shake my ass and go to Chromatica Ball.
Like, she always, I know, takes it way too seriously in interviews and stuff. But at the same time, and oh, we didn't even talk about the meaning of the song, which some people were being shady and being like, it doesn't mean anything. But I think this is a perfect song for quarantine. The meaning essentially just being like, I'd rather not be doing this, but what the fuck ever, like live through this, move through this anyway, let it rain. Like,
yeah, it's perfect. So fitting.
Totally. She's done like blunt self-empowerment songs like Born This Way, which felt message-wise pretty heavy-handed for me, but I know it means a lot to other people. But like Rain On Me, that the message of the song feels a little more like, well, we'll get dragged anyway, but like a little less cheesy. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, celebratory through the bullshit. I definitely, and Ariana's verse really hits.
It's so good. And I also love,
yeah.
I don't think I said it yet, but Ari's black number in the video with the wings.
Oh, yes.
Is so fucking good.
Yes.
Like, I was watching this whole thing and I was like, oh my God, I need this as a skin on Misfortune. Like, that would be a good Zyra skin. Like, I was like, oh my God, these are so good.
I also feel like Gaga has officially conceded to like fun aunt mode, because watching them both was like, when they were together, it was so funny to watch Gaga be Gaga and do the most, especially when hands up to the sky and Gaga crouches down and does 50,000 hand movements. It's like flailing like a fish. It's so funny. I mean, but that's just Gaga.
Right. Like, this is a return to form for her.
It is. And she's a weirdo. She's like, but like Jan on Drag Race, she is the theater queen of pop. She
not that
gives you exactly. She gives you too much, and then you edit it down. Not
and this
a bad
was
thing.
Just,
it's just
the right amount.
Yes, absolutely. So I was a big fan of it, and we don't even have to wait much longer. It's a few more days, and then we have the whole album, and there's so much music to look forward to. So
yeah,
I'm
next
excited.
Week, Chromatica. Yeah.
I'm ready to take that rocket
Venus
to Venus, and then a little further to Chromatica after stopping by the new parallel universe in Antarctica.
Well, I have Fortnite, so if that happens, I will be jumping off the plane and my little parachute down to little Chromatica stage. I'll be shaking
my
little virtual tits.
It would be so good. I watched the Travis Scott one. So cool.
Yeah, I tried to do the marshmallow one.
Oh, right.
And I like landed in the wrong spot of the island and like missed it. And I was like, God fucking damn it. Where do I go?
Oh, my God. You knowing you, you'll go in for the Chromatica Ball online and you'll land in a bunch of daisies. Oh. You're like, what the fuck?
Wait, speaking of daisies.
Yes.
Can I just shout out Katy Perry's American Idol? Oh,
oh, yes.
Momos gets attacked by his dog.
Yeah.
Her American Idol performance of Daisies.
Crazy.
Really
and
good.
I don't think enough people are aware that it happened, obviously.
No, they're not.
Yeah. She did an awesome green screen virtual performance while very pregnant of Daisies. And it made it less Someday I Will Understand vibes.
Yeah.
It made it a little more like pop art.
It looked so good. And I was like, holy shit,
yeah.
They pulled this off during, like, I mean, there's been very few things that I feel like have been really strong standouts for me, but
yeah,
this is one of them.
Yeah,
like, yeah, what, like we talked about the Dua like at home video of Break My Heart.
Yeah, yeah.
This really I thought was really good.
And
yeah.
This, yeah. I know, and I
the
feel
girls
bad.
Are getting creative.
They're getting creative, but I feel like she's not getting her flowers or daisies.
Yeah.
Because
it's just not that strong of a lead single. I feel like it's fine, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like her story, either she's not that she's not relatable. I just don't actually know that what people want from Katy Perry in 2020, if anything at all, which is, I'm not being mean, but it's like, what, you know, what is the evolution? Or in my opinion, which I've screamed about forever, I still want the dark hair sort of rock era of Circle the Drain and like,
Circle the Drain.
You know, like I still, like there's a little Alanis-esque energy that could come from her, but she keeps going toward the prism light fluffiness. And I'm like, but I know that you have the other side and I feel like we should explore that, especially because you're like pissed that the world kind of flipped on you and like you have that witness sort of energy.
Covering her in daisies, daisies, daisies.
Like, it would be kind of cool to have a little angst from her. That's what I think, but...
But see, that's where I feel like she shines with those on an album track. Like,
yeah,
strong lead single, and then the album's got the, like, grittiness.
Yeah, true. True.
She used to be a pearl.
She used to be a pearl.
I love that fucking song.
Yeah, I just wonder if, like, she's like the weird Al of pop, like the funny costumes, the jokey attitude. I just wonder if it's like...
Know what I think would benefit her?
What?
She has a little bit of the whole like... Do you remember when Demi Lovato hated Poot Lovato?
Yeah.
I feel like Katy doesn't embrace her... Like, I don't want to say that she's a meme, but like, I feel like if she had a little bit more of a sense of humor on social media, it might play to her favor.
Yeah, it's almost like, I mean, she does have a sense of humor, but it's like
she
corny
does.
Dad jokes.
Yeah. She doesn't have the social media sense of humor.
Not quite. Like, or she...
Like Ariana does.
Right, right. Well, I think that's just a bit of the generational divide, but like... I mean, it's crazy just watching the Ariana and Gaga, because a part of me, even though they're not as different as Britney and Madonna were in age, it did feel like a slight torch passing moment of being like, oh, I see, like, I just see like time moving and seeing these new queens. And it's,
I mean, they have X Factor. They've got the talent. They're the next girls. I feel like Miley's up there.
Yeah.
Normani.
Yeah.
Where's that fucking album?
Well, that's a whole other story. I saw a lot of like fans getting mad at the comparisons to Britney and Madonna, and I don't think it's the same. Obviously, it's not culturally the same, and either the generational difference was different too, but it does feel like it kind of is a torch passing moment. Like, Gaga was the it girl.
No, I don't know. I think, well, Britney and Madonna was different because Britney was always like, oh my God, growing up, I used to watch Madonna. So it was like Idol meets.
Like, that's what Ariana did. She had a tweet from 2009 that was like standing for her.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
She retweeted and she was like, oh my God, Gaga, look. Yeah, because it's been that long. It's been over, oh God, 11 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah, because... If you think about it, Me Against the Music was only 5 years into Britney's career.
Wow.
And that was
iconic.
20 years into Madonna's career.
Jeez.
And we're into
12 years of Gaga.
12 years of Gaga. And arguably, like, I don't even know what I would say, 6 to 7 of Ariana. But.
And 8 years of quarantine.
All I'm saying is that everyone's old and oops, turned 20.
life may be dry, but at least we're alive.
At least we're alive. Rain, also, rain, I definitely hear rain, the word drunk rain. When I hear the song.
Right?
Totally. But I think there's a slight
purpose.
Basically
me last night.
Very. I'd rather be drunk.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Long story short, we stan.
We definitely stan. This is a very, very good Gaga era. And also huge props to Ariana for allowing herself to push herself into Gaga's world, because Lord knows she loves her brand. She has an image, she has a silhouette. And even though it mostly held true to it, she still let herself have a little fun.
Yeah, it was just like a superhero upgraded, exaggerated.
Yeah, and she's just so goddamn like beautiful.
Right?
Yeah, it's annoying.
I just love when pop stars go like above and beyond and turn themselves into superhero queens of pop.
Absolutely.
Just is refreshing.
Really is. Hopefully Gaga will rescue us, take us to Chromatica. There's no quarantine there. We'll be good.
Yep. I'll tweet at ChromaticaGov or whatever it is and see if we can
just tickets.
Yeah.
To go on the Chromatica Express. driven by Carrie Hilson and the Carrie Ferry.
Oh my god.
They use 5G power to get to Chromatica.
Oh, not a 5G tower. Oh my god. That they should tweet that. They should say like here on Chromatica.
We only use 5G.
3G.
Sorry, Carrie Hilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that really was the main event.
It really was. I honestly don't even know what else happened this week.
Well, there was a scuffle that I honestly don't want to get into, but we'll have to. She is truly the Act of Fool girl of the week, and that is my queen Lana.
Oh my god, that was such a mess.
In brighter news, Chromatica May 29th, and I'm trying to think of anything else that is coming.
June, the month of June is coming. Everyone,
that's true.
Yeah, it's shocking.
It is. In
summer.
Well, in theory.
And maybe another Twitch stream. I don't know.
I definitely think that should be arranged.
Yeah, maybe I'll do, I don't know what. I still need to recover from last night's before I even think about sitting and drinking ever again.
Yeah, you should probably have a game plan for that.
Well, anyway, that pretty much sums up this week.
Yeah, it was just a lot of rain.
Yeah, it was. And it actually rained this weekend, her impact.
Oh, true. Oh, and speaking of rain, here we go. Speaking of rain, that Rihanna rain refuses to let up. Happy 15th anniversary of Robin Rihanna Fenty's debut, Ponder Replay, May 24th.
Iconic.
15 years of Riri. Pretty crazy. And also, if you get a chance, watch her first ever like MTV News interview when they're asking her what she wants to do 5 years from now. And she's just being like humbly just being like, I just want everyone to know Rihanna and to know that like I came from an island and made it here internationally. It's pretty cool to watch.
What a queen. And stop really leaving comments asking for R9.
Truly.
Leave her alone. She's a fucking legend. She's enough music to last.
I know.
Justice for Let Me from the first album. Just wanted to say that.
Oh, yes.
If y'all are looking for a bop, go check that
out.
Let
her run her empire. When you think about it, this is about longevity. Yes, we want that album, but like she is making a empire.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone has that.
Nope.
Anyway, I think we've covered.
Yeah, that's all for this week. So thank you everyone for listening, joining the Power Hour.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who joined in, who DM'd me their concern. I believe I got back to everyone.
Sorry. What are Saturdays for?
You don't remember.
And thank you to all of our Patreon Legends Only fans for your support.
Yes, thank you so much to everybody who is continuing to support us at patreon.com/legendsonly.
And next week, we will see you for Chromatica, and we'll have to discuss.
And maybe a deep dive coming soon.
Yeah, maybe so.
All right.
Until then.
Yeah. Until then.
Signing off live from Chromatica.
We will
see you.
And rain on you.
Ew.
Ew, wait, no. I take it back.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.